Hey, good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 13th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the labor situation in the country.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 159455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the labor situation in the country.
Members of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions demonstrated Saturday to push government to address the welfare of workers and several other issues. Police said attempted to block the demonstrations only for the courts to overturn the ban.
Workers' unions and civic society organizations are criticizing the ZANU-PF government for failing to live up to its promises, that is, the election promises, to create 2 million jobs in 5 years.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And for those that are using WhatsApp, our number is 1-202-465-0318. Send us a message right now.
Onguka ama zadiwa nasi tudakuti tinge tichi tarisa nezve ma miriro akaita zvino kunyaya dzevashandi Gibbs nemusuwe mugovera kuratidzira kweZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions chiti zvinhu kubira zvakanaka munyaya dzemabasa. Tiri kunzwawo zvakare kuti vamwe vashandi vanenge vari kungoshanda asi havasi kupuwa mari dzavo, vamwe ndovari kusiya mabasa. Zviri kunzi nevamwe zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nezvikonzero zvakasiyana-siyana. Gibbs.
Yebambe mahlabe zulu lingajona njani kulapho lapho likhona thina ngapha lo blessing hayi siyaphila sibili okwamagama. Ye, udaba esingalo lamhlanje sikhangela khona okwenziwa iZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Sizwile ukuthi ngempela viki kade abaningi kulapho eZimbabwe bechayi toyitoyi emgwaqweni lapha besithi khona ilizwe selihamba kubi, ilizwe lisela mali phela. Blessing ngokutsho kwabo abantu yamkhumbula umajaivan ye kwenyazana kunjalo mfowethu ilizwe lilamali mfowethu. So bathi ke iningi labantu sebengani sebelahlekelwe imisebenzi, balahlekelwa imisebenzi kunje ngokuthi umkonomi kawusebenzi kahle. Umkonomi ungasebenzi kahle, iningi labo bathi sebelahlekelwe imisebenzi. Xa sisikhangela ke amakampani amaningi Blessing, sikhangela khona ngale koBulawayo, sikhangela khona ngale ke eHarare, sikhangele yonke indawo ke eZimbabwe kanyazana abantu abaningi amakampani ababesebenza kiwo savalwa. Uma sukhangela njalo nxa susithi uyalunguza ezindlini zabantu lapho abahlala khona kuyahlupha mfowethu. Uyathola umuntu engalasitshebo, uthola umuntu engalasitshwala, uthola umuntu engalaludo. Abanye bathi sebesidla kanye ngelanga. Nxa usidla kanye ngelanga kutsho udivela ulamandla ukuthi ungenzani. So kukhanya kulodubo kakhulu sibili. Sizwile njalo kuthiwa-ke lamhlanje bekukhulunywa ngokuthi kuzawuba ne-wage freeze okumele ube khona. Kuphinde njalo kube le freeze yamabonus okuthiwa kwethulwe ngumphathintambo wezemali umnumzana uChinamasa. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani zulu kandaba ukuthi kambe libone njani khonokho kwenziwe iZCTU. Asiqhubeka mfowethu sibone.
I think we have our guests lined up. First, I think Mr. Japhet Moyo, the ZCTU Secretary General. Mr. Moyo, good evening. I'm we are having problems with that line. Maybe we'll try to call him back. But we have Mr. Kenya Shamyarira, the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions. Mr. Shamyarira, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Shamyarira, I think by now you have heard that there were some demonstrations over the weekend. You know, the CCTU is complaining a lot about company closures, about the economy that is declining, and that workers are losing jobs. So tell us what you think about the demonstrations that took place.
Yeah, first of all, I think I don't want to speak for ZCTU, but as a colleague in the labor movement, I would give you our opinion as ZCTU, as a competitive federation together with them. That, yes, we do appreciate the concern of that is facing the workers by and large. But where we don't agree is the methodology that our colleagues in the ZCTU constituency are trying to use. Because we feel that when workers have got problems, particularly our constituents, which is the private sector, when we want to demonstrate to resolve all those misdemeanors, we don't to misdirect them to another constituent. For instance, the marches the ZCTU organized, though they flopped, were supposed not to be directed to the government offices or to the government ministers. They are supposed to be directed to the real private enterprise owners. In other words, what am I saying? I'm saying when we hear that there are short changes at Mbada Diamond, the demonstrations must target the Mbada Diamond management. But what we have seen here is that the workers were marching to the to Kagubi thing to see the Minister of Labour, Minister Prince Kampumira, who has nothing to do with the short changes that is happening in the private sector. Because the minister is there to present the legislation that is there to protect us in the form of the Labour Relations Act. We've got all the tools to use. So we can't then go and demonstrate to the minister for our failure to use the tools that we are exposed through the government machinery of the act.
But, Mr. Shamyarira, if you say the demonstrations were misdirected, I think were they not all-encompassing, because it appears everyone has a grievance against the government. At the end of the day, the buck stops at the door of the government, because when it comes to the labor situation, ultimately the government is blamed if something goes wrong, right?
I don't agree to that, Mr. Zulu, because, you see, we here in Zimbabwe, we have got trade unions, like ZSTU, we have got 28 national affiliate unions, which sit in the National Employment Councils. Education, the one that I lead, we've got agriculture, we've got mining, we've got hotel catering. What I'm saying is that when we have got a problem like what we are having, for instance, when workers are being shortchanged, they are being underpaid for 6 months in the mining sector, we have to go and direct all our energy at the mining enterprise, not to the minister. Because, okay, well, what will the minister do? Do you want us to call the minister, Minister Mfumira, to come and negotiate for our mining sector, to come and negotiate for our education sector, to come and negotiate for our agricultural sector? This is the job of a federation. This is the job of ZFDU. This is the job of ZCTU. We should culminate all our efforts together and face one enemy for the betterment of our workers. Let's leave government aside. We can only romp in government when they fail to whip the errant employers in line.
I think now we've got Mr. Jafet Moyo on the line, the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Hey, Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. And tell us, how did it go, the demonstrations? And maybe you're hearing what Mr. Shamyarira was saying. So first, tell us about the demonstrations, and then later you can respond to what Mr. Shamyarira was saying.
Our our demonstrations, I think they went according to the plan. Although we were not happy with the unorthodox means by our public media, and some unknown people tried to derail our action. Besides that, we were being demonized, but the demonstrations went according to the plan.
And then,
The comments by our colleagues in ZFTU is a bit surprising that they now want to be a yellow union, speaking on behalf of the employers. I'm not sure why they are coming in the defense of government, when clearly the utterances coming from government officials. The decay in the economy is as a result of government policy. Government is unable to pay through its parastatal salaries, railways in 7 months. 90% of the issues we raised emanate from government inefficiency. But we did not say it's only for government. I think when we do demonstrate, we are sending a word. We are not merely sending a word to government. We are sending a word to even the employers. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they are saying we merely sent the petition to the government officials. But we have been engaging employers on daily basis, telling them what they are doing is wrong. We have a challenge with our colleagues when they go to the ZBC and how they are used as a front to attack us. We have not responded to that. We don't believe that we should be focusing on them because they are being used.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the labor situation in the country following demonstrations by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions on Saturday. And our guests this evening, we have Mr. Kenias Shamyarila, who is the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions, and Mr. Japhet Moyo, Secretary General of the rival Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Gibbs.
Let's get back to you, Mr. Shamyarila. I think by now we know that you want to respond to what Mr. Yes. Moyo is saying. So can you respond briefly, yes, and then we go ahead?
Yes. I have due respect to my colleague Japhet, uh-huh, and we know each other. But maybe if he's quoting what I mean, we are not saying they are not allowed to strike, to demonstrate. We are saying, let's not use blanket statements, our demonstrations, as labor centers. Let's not use declaratory statements as labor centers. We are a pressure group that are there to alleviate the economic nosediving, the economic doldrums, some of which are being caused by political animals within the armpits of the government. But I'm saying, the moment we say, let's march to give a petition to Minister Mfumira, let's march to give a petition to Governor and Minister for Mashingo Mahofa, let's march to give Chidariki, it does not score a score. What we want is, we should be able now to determine and to distinguish and to target the real root cause. For instance, we have got issues of workers going 6 months without being paid. Mm-hmm. But some companies are paying. Some are not. We should target those that are not at the government, for instance, surely it has done enough for these 35 years of independence. Mm-hmm. We have labor relations act, which allows us to form trade unions, to form NEC, we have got various committees. Why don't we use those platforms to challenge the real root causes? We've got the parasitals that you mentioned. We've got an issue of air in Zimbabwe. Now we hear from Nai and that Chikamba, they are now being arrested. Yet this lot started right during the time of the late Minister Ushoho Kunze, mm-hmm. when he was Minister of Transport. We should direct, that's why we should direct all our efforts to, we must be able to single out countries.
Comrade Shamarida, I think you need to understand that the law of the country provides for demonstrations. The laws of the country provide for petitions to be given to officials. There is nothing amiss with what the city is doing. You seem to be singing the song we always hear in ZBC, in the Herald, as if it is an offense to demonstrate, to express. You express in different ways. There is nothing amiss by workers doing a procession. It's provided at law. We should not be screaming about that. It's within the workers' rights to march to a government officer and give a petition. It's within the law. That's why the police said it's within the CTU to demonstrate, to do a petition. That's what the police are saying. Why would people scream about that?
No, why don't we take it, Mr. Moyo? Why don't we take it to the real culprits who are in the private sector that we represent? Why didn't you petition them, the real companies that are shortage in our members? Why don't you go direct to them? Why going via the government? Are we scared of confronting them? Take the bull by its horns, man, comrades.
Mr. Moyo?
I think the issues to do with the employers are also covered by the sectors. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the government policy. When it comes to individual employers, mm-hmm. I think the respective sectors have been dealing with that. We've been supporting our affiliate, BAU, which deals with the banks. When they were demonstrating against Stanbic, they were demonstrating against Barclays. They said we have been in the forefront. We have been in the forefront to support the railway workers. It has been the city structures who have been mobilizing workers. We have been doing that to the individual employers. So we are not selecting Congress Sham at all.
Thank you, gentlemen. So we have to take a caller, mm-hmm. blessing. Silomnumzana ke unkosilathi lapha eBotswana. Baba unkosilathi ungawutshona njani?
Hayi, shela kunjani futhi?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kade wasigcina sithi kumbe swadliwa umhlabathi.
Alisadubha amafoni ami, sengiyabe ngiyathe, alisadubha amafoni ami, ngibambe ngiyekela, alisangifuni.
Hayi, into zabantu lezi mnumzana.
Into zabantu.
Into zabantu, izigodo lezi. Ye, so ungathini ke ngodaba lolu?
Mina uyazi ukuthi into engimangalisayo ebhuti ukuthi kade obaba oShamarida besabani kathi nxa abantu bedemonstrate. Kuyini abakwesabayo? Akasitshela ukuthi akwesabayo wesabani abantu ma bedemonstrate. Why siba protective entweni okungamelanga abe protective? Bona kusho ukuthi bayakholisa abantu nxa bedubeka. Ungabona umuntu esezengena estridini eseqalisa ukugijima esechama tuyitoli. Kuthi akusela nto e-right. And abantu bale mvume yokuthi bademonstrate up to the extent of demonstrating towards the state house. They can demonstrate up to even the president's house. They have got the right to do that. Yena, why is he feeling pain about that? Because yena uyadla uyasutha abanye abantu bayalamba. He must not compare himself and other people abahlezi belabantwana abangadlanga abangafundiyo. Those people are fighting for what they deserve. And they are nationals, they are Zimbabwean nationals, just as good as him. Ukuthi yena udla kuhle uhlezi kuhle does not necessarily mean ukuthi wonke umuntu abe sidla kuhle uhlezi kuhle. They must leave people demonstrate. Abantu bayademonstrate eSouth Africa, bayademonstrate emazweni. Why particularly Zimbabwe? Then they call themselves the democracy. Is that kind of democracy he talking about? Why is he feeling pain about that? Why is he being so protective to the resident minister? Why is he protecting him?
Mm.
He must just tell us, why is he protecting? He can answer that. Why is he protecting the resident minister when people demonstrate? Why does he want the demonstration to be shaped to be sugar-coated, let me say? Why does he want it to be like that?
Yeah, let's ask him just 1 second. Mr. Shamiaria, there is a question from Mr. Nkosilati. He says, it appears as if you are protecting the status quo, you know, the government. Your response, please. Are you there, Mr. Shamiaria? I see something. Something or somewhere. Otherwise, I see how you are getting this up.
They failed to do anything for the people of Zimbabwe. That is why I want to buy a face South Africa. Because they are running away from a hard economic situation, they say Zimbabwe. But I'm going to buy a team. Say the child was made of a real move. When people are trying to demonstrate in a way of showing without any violence, anything, they condemn them. When they do violence, they condemn them. When they sit at home, stay in, they condemn them. So what do they want people to do?
Hmm.
And I would like to advise our fellow Zimbabweans who are all over this Africa or the world to say, please, let's come home. Let's go home and sort our mess. Because for how long are we going to stay in these countries which we are not wanted? Let's just pack our things and go back and vote for another government. Because as long as we are not in there, that government will do anything just to keep themselves eating nicely. We need to go back and sort our mess in our own countries. People from Kenya, people from Zambia, people from Malawi, Mozambique, let us go back to our own countries and get our countries back to the proper situation so that lati sihlale le muli zethu yonke indawo sihlale one indawo
awubona ngeso cha waqeda mnumzana
sesizwe singasibo bantu sesiyimhambo manje abantu abangelanda yokuhlala
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu uzabe phela umuntu ungenela kusasa phela
just 1 second gift second the last thing anything enzakalayo it is Zimbabwe anything enzakala it is Zimbabwe lana umuntu akahamba endleleni angabona njengekeza umuntu egagela endleleni but it is Zimbabwe bona maZimbabwe ukuthi bayenza.
Mm.
Let's just, you know, it's seriously embarrassing. It's even, I mean, painful to talk about it.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yes, we're going to have a lot of people who are going to have a lot of people who are going to have a lot of people who are going to have a lot of people who are going. So I think you really heard him.
Yeah. I did. Regati dzoke kuna vamoyo muripo here parunare.
Ndiripo.
Vamoyo muri kuti mabudirira kuti munge muchiendesa tsamba dzenyunyuto kuhurumende pane zvamanga muchida kuti zvinge zvichigadziriswa. Chii chichaitika kana zvikasagadziriswa zvichemo zvenyuzvi?
Ndambotaura kwekutanga kuti ikodzero yetu sevashandi kuratidzira. Tinokomunikira nenzira yakasiyana-siyana kana tinotaura nenzira yakasiyana-siyana. Tinotaura nekugara pasi netinoshanda navo iyo hurumende yacho kana tapihwa mukana wacho. Zvichireva kuti kana platformu yekugara pasi ichitaura nehurumende ingangovhurika, tinotaura navo. Asi hazvirevi kuti hativaratidziri neimwe nzira kuti zvinenge zvabuda ipapo hatisi kuwirana nazvo. Kana mutemo uri kugadzira uyo weLabour Act ungangobuda zvisiri izvo zvatiri kutarisira isisu, tichaedza kutaura kana zvaramba toenda futi parodhi. Apo tiribhikosi pakuenda parodhi kuratidzira kuti hatisi kugutsikana nezviri kuitika. Saka tiri kutaura nemuromo, tiri kutaura nekuungana, tiri kutaura nematsamba. Zvese izvozvo zviri pamutemo zvatiri kuita. Hapana nzira imwe chete inofanira kuti hanzi munofanira kushandisa nzira iyi chete iyi musaishandise. Zvese zviri pamutemo, kutaurirana, kuita procession, kupa mapetitions zvese zviri pamutemo izvo kuti ni strike iri pamutemo saka tichaedza nenzira dzese kuona kuti zvichemo zvevashandi zvinotabirwa.
Tinotenda. Gibbs, I think Mr. Shamir is...
Aisiwe kupedzisira zvataita ndiko kutanga maonero edu.
I think Mr. Shamir is back.
Yeah, Mr. Shamir, are you on the line now?
Yeah, I'm on the line now.
Sorry, your phone just cut off. But what the caller was saying is that you appear to be protecting the government. And, you know, this is not good at all, according to him. So what is your response to that?
Yeah, that is the assumption that we are protecting the government. But I think my colleague, Jaffet, they understand what I'm talking in terms of our content. But secondly, let me also hasten to say that you hear him saying all people around the globe, let's go back and vote and change the government. Was that the core pinnacle of that procession? To call, to show the world that you are now demonstrating as workers so that people begin to trick into Zimbabwe to vote and change the government. You see, let's not try to use the other political machinations and bring in workers as a conduit to score a score. We want worker issues to be dealt with purely on worker issues. We have got platforms, as I alluded to you, that we have got NEPs, we have got the TNF, the Tripartite Negotiating Forum. Yes, the route that they have taken, it might work, but as far as I am concerned, it is not working because we need now to force the government as the chairperson of the TNF to come to table and make sure that we start to implement the Kadoma Declaration and all its protocols in terms of the tripartite agreement. You see, when they fail to do that, then yes, we have got all the armory to revolt, to march to their offices. We just encumber them together with the employers. That is what you are talking about. But now look to what that worker is saying. He's not even in Zimbabwe. He's saying, let's go and change the government. Workers don't want to change government in order to resolve their issues. Workers just use the platforms that are put there by the government and resolve their issues. He must not put politics to our members. They do that on their own peril.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shamir.
No way in our discussion, no way in our placards, no way in the debate about changing government at all. Our placards are not directed to a political party. Our placards were directed to government officials. And that's the issue. And we made it very clear that we don't bring in political issues. Ours is about to critique where we believe the government is not putting adequate mechanism for us to work properly as workers. So we are not a political party. We are not talking about removing anyone. It was very clear. I think if there were placards which were talking about government to go, we should have seen that in our demo. There is nothing like that in the city agenda about let's change this government.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. We'll come back to you. And Mr. Shamira, please do stay on the line. But the news that we are just receiving is that government has suspended civil servants' bonus. The government has suspended civil servants' bonus payments until 2017 as a part of measures to contain the unsustainable recurrent expenditure. We'll talk about that shortly, but this is a statement from the Minister of Finance, Patrick Chinamasa, and we hope it does not cascade to other sectors. Vagono, rambai muri parunare, nemwe mterere du mkoma angoni, rambai muri parunare. Of course, for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. We are also streaming live on YouTube. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.